All right, y'all, I have to honestly admit that I would like to sit back down and invite Genesis to just keep playing. What a blessing you are and what a gift God has given you. Thank you for being here this morning and sharing with us. And it's one of those where it was so heartbreaking to lose our beloved singers, but what an opportunity it's given us to invite new and different people in to come and bring glory to God through music. And so we give thanks for the blessings that we have and the blessings that we have discovered through God and God's ever-providing hand. And so with that, will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Now, it was several weeks ago that I was looking at what this service would be. And I have to tell you, it felt like an impossible task to try to predict what at the end of election week you all would be needing to hear from me and for God. And so I just had to trust in what God was leading me to choose as a scripture and as a sermon theme this morning. And I think God's guidance was good, because here, God led me to the theme of from stressed to blessed. And I don't know about you, but this was a stressful and anxious week. No matter what side you felt that you were sitting on, who knew that an election could take 4 days of counting? Who knew that we could be glued to television sets and news sites for such a long period of time to hear what the next 4 years would bring? It doesn't even touch the stress of this continued coronavirus situation that we're in. It doesn't touch that our kids are virtually learning, that so many are still isolated in their homes, that so many are continuing to lose their jobs and wonder where enough money is going to come from. If ever there's a time when stress seems like it is creeping in from so many different directions, now seems to be the time. And when the stress level goes up, I constantly think about the comic Kathy. How many other people loved Sunday mornings growing up because Sunday mornings had the comics in the newspaper and not the black and white single page of Monday through Saturday, but 2 pages of colored comics to entertain you for what felt like hours as a child? I loved Family Circus. I loved Calvin and Hobbes. I loved Marmaduke. Oh, so many wonderful comics in there. But Kathy, one in particular, it was just a single image with a single speaking bubble. And here's Kathy looking frantic, her hair standing on end. And what does the bubble tell us that she's saying? She says, "I can't relax. Stress is holding me together." Can anybody relate right now? Does anybody feel like they've chewed off all their fingernails, ground down their teeth, or made so many ruts around their living room that it just seems impossible to relax sometimes? Well, I thought, in such a stressful place, where to go but one of the most comforting places within our scriptures? The 23rd Psalm. I think 9 out of 10 funerals include the 23rd Psalm. Why? Because it is so comforting. Why? Because it's one of those passages that just makes you feel the presence of God right to your bones and eases you in some of your most desperate and pain-filled times. But here, as we look from being stressed to being blessed, I invite us to look at the 23rd Psalm in a new and different way. You've become masters of new and different ways, so I believe in you and your ability to see this a little bit different. Not just simply as words of comfort, as this poetic passage that reminds us of the nature, the behavior, and the ability of God to fully and totally take care of us. But I invite us this morning to look at the 23rd Psalm and the words within it as words of instruction. Words that help us when we are feeling stressed and anxious, when we have those sense of unknowing that drives us up the walls, to look at this text to help us to unclench our jaws, unclench our fists, to be able to relax, let go, and let God. So we start at the very beginning. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. We begin right there. What do we want? Sometimes when we're feeling so stressed, feeling so anxious, we need to step back and see if what's stressing us and making us anxious is really what we need and are needing God to take care of, or if we are in a place of wanting. And if we are in a place of wanting, what does this opening of the 23rd Psalm remind us to do but to let go of their wants and remind us that God has given us all that we need? That if it's that feeling of needing more, if it's that worry about having what we need, that we need to step right into here, verse 1. In another way of reading it, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. If the stress is about what we need, maybe it's just needing to say this over and over and over again, our needs to God. God, I lack nothing. God, I lack nothing. God, I lack nothing. That chant over and over again to remind us that what we need most, God has provided. Need a reminder? Think about Jesus, who tells us to look at the birds of the air and the lilies of the field and to see how God provides for them and for us, his most beloved creation, that he takes care of us even more than those birds and those lilies. Yesterday with its rain was just such a reminder, right? After so long without, here it comes like a miracle falling from the sky, God caring for God's creation. And it's a reminder that God gives us what we need, and we need to sit within that. Maybe the stress is a reminder to reprioritize what we feel we need, to reevaluate what we have, and to find a way to let go of what we seem to be lacking. The psalmist moves on. And the psalmist says, he, our shepherd, our caregiver, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. Sometimes we're so stressed because we're going, 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 like that Energizer bunny. And we're not listening to this part where our shepherd tells us we need time to rest. God in the Ten Commandments commands for us to take a Sabbath day. Not once every 7 months, not once every 7 weeks, but once every 7 days. God says, I created the whole of the universe in 6 days and took that seventh off. Do not even try to convince me you have too much to do to not take that day of rest, to take that day to honor me and give me your worship and praise, and to allow your body and your spirit to get that rest and refreshment that only comes from stopping and stilling and being refreshed. Maybe that's something we need to be learning from this pandemic. It's kept us home. It's kept us cooped up. But maybe we need to learn to appreciate some more of that time of just being home and just being and letting ourselves get that rest that our souls and our bodies need. It says in here, he restores my soul. It can be translated or understood that it's God in that lying down of green pastures and being beside quiet waters. He gives me back my life. When we are stressed, when all of our energy is being consumed by that which is bearing down upon us, our life is being stolen from us. God says, sit, rest in my pastures. Listen to the calm of the waters and let me give you your life back. You see how this is working? The 23rd Psalm, it's a rhythm that reminds us of how we can recenter and how we can let the stress move away. But it continues, right? Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. My friends, there's evil all around us. There's evil that is robbing us of innocence. There's evil that is robbing us of life. There's evil that is challenging us at our very core. But we are reminded that even when we feel like we are walking through the darkest of valleys, the enemy looking down upon us, that we do not have to fear, for God is with us. It's faith over fear. It reminds me of a song my kids used to love to hear from VeggieTales. And it's got those simple words, there's chuckles in the back. Somebody already knows what song I'm talking about. God is bigger than the boogeyman. That we are reminded that no matter how big evil or enemy or the state of being around us is, that our God is bigger and can defeat it all. No matter what we are walking through, we do not have to be afraid if our shepherd is with us. Like Miss Becky talked about, the shepherd's first and foremost job is to protect the shepherd's sheep at all costs. That which threatens us can seem so very big, like the boogeyman our kids imagine in their closet. But let us remember, our God is so much bigger, and we are called to trust with faith. But here we shift. Here we shift from verse 4 to verse 5, and God shifts from being the shepherd to be our provider of hospitality, our table host. God invites us in verse 5, You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. God says, I have set the table. I invite you to sit. And not only do you get to sit and feast at my table, but your enemies are forced to watch such a blessing that you receive. God wants to nourish us. God wants to take care of us in all situations. And sometimes maybe we need to look at this literally, that God not only is preparing a spiritual table before us, but maybe it's God reminding us how important our nutrition is. Think about those Snickers commercials. Such great commercials, right? Where these hungry, grouchy people turn into something other than themselves until they take a Snickers bar bite and then they are back to being themselves. We find our bodies responding negatively when we are hungry and nourished improperly. We find our patience and compassion levels low when we are in need of proper nutrition. How do we now, more than ever, when we're stressed and anxious, to not just find comfort food, but to find what our body is needing, to give it the proper nutrition and the proper hydration so it can perform at its optimum in conjunction with our emotional and spiritual health? You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Who is it that it's anointed? Kings and queens are anointed. High and holy leaders are anointed. Honored and special guests are anointed. It's not for the everyday, it's not for the lowly, it is for those who are lifted up. And God says, you are my anointed. You are the one that I have called out and set apart and poured out my spirit upon to be my presence in this world. And sometimes we need to step back and remember that, to not only remember whose we are, but who we are, and to remember the power that is within us. Yes, there is that out of our control which is stressing us, but that there is that is within control, that God is inside of us and empowers us to do wonderful and miraculous and amazing things in God's name. We are anointed and can be lifted up by that, and our cup overflowing. Oh, God's amazing in abundance, isn't God? We look at story after story after story in the scriptures that show us God's abundance. Day in and day out of giving manna and quail, not skipping a day of nutrition and feeding for his people. Jesus' first miracle of water into wine in the hundreds of gallons, not just a little. See the feeding of the 5,000. We see it over and over again. And what is it for us to remember that we lack nothing going back to the beginning because we have an abundance of God's mercy, God's grace, and God's love? And what do we have within that? That there at the very end, God says, surely your goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely in goodness, God's presence with us. Follow me isn't the right way. If you look at the actual translation of this word, it's God pursuing us. God pursues us. And says, there is a place in my house for you. Sit and dwell. And what do we see God's holy house here on this earth for? Our place of praise and worship. And maybe that's one of the most important lessons, that when we're feeling stressed and anxious and worried and down, maybe it's a reminder that where we need to be is in God's holy house, giving praise, honor, and glory to God. And to find that to be one that lifts us up in every way. My friends, there is much to be stressed and anxious about. There's much which seeks to hold us down. But we have an amazing, glorious, and wonderful God who would love nothing more than for us to allow our shepherd God to lift us up, to care for us, protect us, and to restore our lives. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, we give you thanks for the gift of this beloved text. This text that has provided us comfort in so many places, in so many ways. And right now, there are so many who are needing that comfort, who are needing the stress and anxiety of the world right now to just be melted off of them. And may we find our ways through these words to ease the stress, to invite it out of our being and in its place, to be able to find your blessing. May we find your presence. May we find your spirit. And may we find your love filling every ounce of us. For this we pray in your holy and shepherding name. Amen.